This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today highlighted the need for 8% GDP growth to meet the goal of Viksit Bharat. Addressing the inaugural session of the Kautilya Economic Enclave in New Delhi, Ms. Sitharaman said the country's growth is firmly anchored in its domestic factors amid global volatility. She underlined that the country's capacity to absorb global shocks is strong. The minister also underscored that the Indian economy is resilient and continues to grow sustainably. She further highlighted that geopolitical conflicts are intensifying globally, calling for reforms at global institutions to meet current needs.
Geopolitical conflicts are intensifying. Sanctions, tariffs, and decoupling strategies are reshaping global supply chains. For India, these dynamics highlight both vulnerability and resilience. Our capacity to absorb shocks is strong, while our economic leverage is evolving. Our choices will determine whether resilience becomes a foundation for leadership or merely a buffer against uncertainty.
Russian President Vladimir Putin will visit India in December for an annual summit with Prime Minister Narendra Modi, according to the Kremlin. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov confirmed that the visit is scheduled to take place before the new year. The spokesman added that preparations for the visit are in full swing. This will be the Russian leader's first visit to India since the start of the Ukraine conflict in early 2022. The Russian president has said that he is looking forward to his upcoming visit to India early December and meeting with his dear friend and Russia's trustworthy partner, Prime Minister Modi. Speaking at the 2025 Valdai Discussion Club meeting in Sochi, President Putin reaffirmed Moscow's long-standing trust in New Delhi and described Prime Minister Modi as a very reasonable, wise leader, strongly oriented towards the interests of his nation. He praised special relations with India rooted in historical ties dating back to the Soviet era, noting that current trade turnover between the two countries falls short of its true potential. President Putin emphasized the need to build effective, mutually beneficial trade ties. India has condemned the terror attack on the Heaton Park synagogue in Manchester. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs expressed solidarity with the people of the United Kingdom in this moment of grief. The ministry also conveyed its sadness that this heinous act was committed on the International Day of Non-Violence. In Chhattisgarh, 103 Maoists, including 23 women, surrendered before security forces in Bijapur district yesterday. Out of these, 49 Maoists carried a combined reward of over 1 crore 6 lakh rupees on their heads. They had been associated with various Maoist outfits for several years. Under the state government's rehabilitation policy, each surrendered Maoist was given an incentive amount of 50,000 rupees. The death toll in Vietnam from Typhoon Buo Loi has risen to 51. According to the report from the government's disaster management agency, heavy rains and floods also left 14 people missing and injured 164 others. Buo Loi made landfall on Monday in northern central Vietnam, bringing huge sea swirls, strong winds and heavy rains. The agency said the property damage caused by the typhoon stood at over $435 million. Benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty fell in early trade today as relentless foreign fund outflows and selling in blue chip bank stocks dragged the markets lower. The BSE Sensex declined 116 points to 80,860 in opening trade. The NSE Nifty dropped 51 points to 24,786. Indian weightlifter Mirabai Chanu clinched silver in the women's 48-kilogram category at the World Championships in Firth, Norway yesterday. This marked Chanu's first World Championship since 2022 and a second competition since finishing fourth at the Paris 2024 Olympics. And that is the end of this news bulletin.